This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared that the G7 summit in Britain was an extraordinarily collaborative and productive meeting that made progress on fighting the coronavirus pandemic, reviving the global economy, and calling out China by name for its bad behavior. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, Biden praised agreements on tackling corruption, fighting ransomware, and ending public financing for coal projects. Leaders of the G7 on Sunday signed a declaration vowing to end the coronavirus pandemic and reinvigorate the global economy, with $12 trillion of support put in place during the pandemic. The concluding statement, known as the Carbis Bay Declaration, recognizes the need to tackle the roots of the pandemic on a global level. The aim is to slash the time needed to develop a vaccine for a pandemic virus to less than 100 days. Nations participating in the summit include Britain, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. It's a grouping of the world's wealthiest democracies, known as the Group of Seven. They were joined in the discussion on global health by leaders of India, South Korea, South Africa, and Australia, as well as the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. President Biden and his wife had tea with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle on Sunday after the end of the G7 summit. He's wrapping up the British leg of his first international trip since taking office. Biden and his wife became the fourth president and first lady the Queen has received at Windsor. And during her record-holding 69 years on the British throne, she has now met 13 U.S. presidents. Biden heads off to a NATO summit in Brussels on Monday, a U.S.-EU summit on Tuesday, and on Wednesday he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva.